You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I mean, attraction marketing, you see it every day, but people just overcomplicate it. You walk into the mall, you walk into food court. Who can tell me who's doing attraction marketing? Samples. That's attraction marketing. Let me attract you over with something that is of value. Bourbon chicken, pow, okay? Home Depot, they do a free class on laying tile. Now I realize, and I'm gonna give you some examples. You know, most people, they think attraction marketing and they think it's some kind of internet term. It's not an internet term. It's simply attraction marketing. So you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever you have in your area of the do-it-yourself, you know, construction, you know, thing, deal, whatever. And so it's like, hey, here's a free class on how to lay tile. So you go there. I would say free estimate, not really attraction marketing. To me, I wouldn't call a free estimate. That's more of a sales pitch. So I wouldn't call a free estimate, but free classes for sure. Okay. So you go to free, guess what? All right, guys, you need this kind of grout. Where do you get grout? Home Depot. Okay. These are the kind of tiles that we're using. Where do you get tile? Home Depot. Here's the, what is it? Spatula? Guys, I can't screw in a light bulb. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, but you know, this thing, okay? And these spacers, you get spacers, Home Depot. Maybe you didn't go to Home Depot to buy grout or tile or spacers or any of this stuff, but they attracted you into their midst. This is just the exact same thing, except their storefront, okay? So their little storefront. You know what your storefront is? You think that your storefront is your Facebook page or profile. No. It's your messages. That's your storefront. You're in my world now. You're in my world. I want to get you into the DMs. It goes down in the DM. It goes down. It goes down in the DM. It goes down, down. Right? It goes down in the DMs. I want to get you into my messages. What is the example that I just used? I just said 9 financial mistakes. Reach out to me if you want the other 13. I got you into my DMs, right? Got you into the DMs where it goes down. And I said, hey, happy to send you these deals. Happy to send you the other 13 tips, but I'm just curious, you have a way to make money online? You have a way to make money on social media? If not, I can share with you. And if you're not interested, totally cool. Okay. So let me just ask you this question. And I can give you fitted different examples here. Okay. What do you think attracts more people? What do you think attracts more people? Store number one says, buy one, get one, tulips. Get your tulips here. Store number two, free class. How to grow amazing tulips. And at the end of that class, they say 10% off tulips. Who are you going to buy from? I'm telling you right now, unless you already know how to grow amazing tulips, and you just want to buy tulips, which is always a small percentage of the audience of any marketplace, unless you're just ready to buy, you'll go here and not even intend on buying. Do you know how many people I've had come to, you know, watch different videos or read different blog posts or come to events and they're like, I ain't spending anything. Cool. All right, you don't have to. Let me just give you some free value. And at the end of the free value, they're like, man, that was so good. I want more. I want more, baby. Give me that grout. Give me that tile. Give me those spacers. See, they're in my store. They're in my DMs. And so this will always crush this. Why? Because there are always more people that want more info, or you could say want more education, than are just ready to buy. See, everyone's looking for the ready to buy. And so the lazy marketer is just like, buy one, get one. Get them here, folks. And they're looking to gobble up the tiny percentage of the marketplace that's just ready to buy their product, whatever that product is. This, let me gobble up the people ready to buy and a bunch of people that aren't. Let me generate some leads. Let me get more people reaching out to me. So what does this look like? So this is the same. So marketer on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, buy my shampoo. It's great. It's got jojoba and avocado oil and cashew milk. How does cashew have milk? I don't get it. No nipples, Greg. How to have great hair in 6 minutes or less. Who's going to generate more attention? No question. Zero question. Now, artist is asking me, how would I have sold that you know, purse, that crossbody thing that we sold on our Play to Win TV show last night? You got to understand the difference, first of all. People get tangled up. Going offline, number one, and number two, to individuals, not marketing. That's not marketing. You got 5 minutes. You're not going to do a Facebook Live, generate leads, and then you'll close those leads within 5 minutes. There's marketing. There's prospecting. So in that scenario, I would have gone for fastest qualification. Hey, you're not looking for an amazing purse, are you? Boom, on sale right now. If you're interested, I'll show you more. If not, no worries. Bam, no? Cool. You. So that would be the straightforward way. Now, if I'm thinking outside the box, I'm like, I'm gonna whisper into the business. Hey, you want national exposure? International exposure? Hey, you want some free marketing over here? What you got out there? What you got out there, boy? I'll tell you what. We're shooting a reality show. You buy 5 of these bags. This reality show is going to be watched by millions of people. You get some of these bags, buy 5 of them. You're going to be seen. We're going to make sure we capture all of this on camera, and millions of people are going to see your storefront. Millions. Would you pay $200 for people all over the world to see you, your name, the name of your company? Now, see, that's a little bit, that's thinking outside the box. Still prospecting, but thinking outside the box. Okay? And so this will always win. Always. But most people are too lazy and they're trying to collapse the sales cycle. They're trying to say, well, I want to market and close the same time. Same. And are there people, can you do this and sell? Yeah, you can sell some, but man, you can sell so many more by attracting people to you. And it may take you a couple conversations, but you will close 10 times more this way, if not 100 times. And so think of what would bring, and this is, people struggle with the word value. That's very clear after last night, isn't it? And so people struggle with the word value, and here's how I see value. If someone's life increased, whether they purchase my product or service or not, if I'm a one-trick pony, buy my shampoo and you will have benefit, that's not attraction marketing and that's not value. That's just straight selling. If you go through this class, this e-class, this Facebook Live, how to have great hair in 6 minutes, whether you buy or not, is your life improved? Education-wise, for sure. If I entertain you, then maybe you got a laugh or two. That's value as well. Do you feel better, right? Do you feel better regardless if you purchase or not? Are you more educated? Are you more entertained? Value. Am I doing something to help you solve your problem or attain a desire? Value.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.